Yeah, but I mean, for someone like me who's trying to just survive,
Wait,
it's
so you,
way
are you
better being
homeless in
homeless.
California right now?
Wait, what's that?
Are you homeless in California right now?
No. I was homeless when I got here, but they have programs to actually put people in places to live. I mean, they give you everything. They give you food, they give you money, they give you a place to live, they give you everything. So now I'm not homeless and I don't have a job. I mean, that's how crazy it is here. But I mean, the people who are like hardcore drug addicts
So
or
wait.
they just
So
don't.
what, how the hell are you calling into this show right now?
I'm on a cell phone.
Did they give you a cell phone?
Well, I mean, anybody can get a government phone, but I'm not on a government. I'm not on a government phone. I'm on a T-Mobile phone.
Damn, and I guess it has streaming capabilities on it if you can catch the stream. That's crazy. How'd you pay for that if you don't have a job, man? You gotta go get a job. Just get something to get yourself on your feet.
Well, it's not that easy, Hermit. As I told you before, I'm going on 37. I've had over 140 jobs. I've been working since I was 13 years old. I mean, the story is a long story, so it's not as easy as, cut and dry, like go get a job type
Yeah,
stuff,
it
but.
is. Yeah, I've been working since I was 15. I've had a bunch of jobs for my age. You know, you don't be too
Right, but
prideful.
we're not.
Just get something easy. Just get an easy job. Get
Right, but
an
we're not
easy
the same
security
person.
job.
You know what? Did you say get a security job?
Yeah, get an easy security gig in California or something. Work in a warehouse, night shift.
Well, you're making it sound really easy, Hermit. Like, I
It is
mean, we're not the
easy.
same person. We're not the same person. We didn't come from the same circumstances. Like, not every single person is cut out. Did you hear anything I just said? Like, I've had over 140 jobs.
So get 141, man.
Amazing.
I
Really
spent
amazing.
time in a homeless shelter, so there's guys who are there down on their luck temporarily, and then there's just guys with some bad habits. So, you know, don't make excuses for yourself. Just try to get something.
Don't make excuses for yourself. After I just told you I've tried 140 times, over 140 times. I'll tell you about the last, how about this? I'll tell you about the last job I had in Florida before I said, I just can't make it anymore. I was working at Goodwill and they wouldn't even hire me straight out. They had a like a temp service before they'd actually hire you on. And the minimum wage in Florida is $8.50 an hour, which is not enough to live on.
Well, I assume you
So,
have criminal history or something, right?
and you would be wrong there.
Well, I mean, if Goodwill's not gonna fucking hire you, what's the problem?
You're not listening, are you?
I'm trying. I just hear a bunch of excuses, man.
So I just told you I went to Goodwill temp service, where they hire you on as a temp before they'll actually hire you on to Goodwill. And, of course, my supervisor was a woman, the boss was a woman, the one that hired me. And she's just a bitch. I mean, they just come up with any old thing just to, like, basically fire you. And that's what ended up happening after a month.
And I assume that's
I mean,
happened
they
at
just.
every job you've had, all 140.
Okay. All right, Hermit. I mean, if that's what you're going to assume, I guess I'm going to let you go because that's kind of short-minded of you.
All right, man. Well, good luck on the job hunt. Call line is open, boys. Someone asked earlier. There you go. How you doing?
Yo, what's up, man?
Nothing much, man. You got a topic?
Yeah. I was wanting to see what you saw on cuckolding. I'm not a cuck, by the way. I'm not a cuck. I despise that shit.
Yeah.
I just see it's a pretty big trend nowadays.
It is. I mean, I had one girl a couple years ago. I think 2.5 years ago. And she asked. She was fucking crazy, and she just asked me point blank, like, impregnate me, and I'll have my boyfriend raise it. And you know, this just it's so fucking widespread. But the thing is, historically, it's been out there. You know, back before paternity testing.
It said fucking hypergamy, and they need that microchimeric DNA, bro.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look at your family tree. I can guarantee you there's branches on that family tree that aren't yours, you know, because women hold the power to genetically niche.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, that's just the way it is. But I assume you're referring to, like, the actual fetish that's been taking men by storm recently.
Yeah, I mean, well I was more thinking of, like, female reproductive strategy. Because, like, what you described, I'm actually in a situation pretty much identical to that. I'm fortunate in my genetics, so I guess you could say I'm 6'4". I'm an attractive white dude, a little on the hefty side, but I mean, it is what it is. So I mean,
you're like thick boys.
Positive traits. Yeah. I mean, this girl's all over me, but I've been friends with them for fucking years, and about 4 or 5 now, and they just came out and was like, yo, we're going to go poly, so, and she was dropping in, she's like, hey, I can really smell you, like, do you ever feel like you can smell people's pheromones? And I'm like, I'm just ignoring her. I'm like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah,
and then she goes straight up, hey, I'm wanting to have kids with more than one person. You know that, right? And I'm like, oh, my fucking God. And that was like a week ago, and I haven't talked to him since. But, I mean, they're definitely going to bring this shit up in the future.
Okay, so I don't have any experience with that. I assume the husband or boyfriend knows that she asked you this, or is this like low-key?
Dude, I haven't asked him since then. I mean, from... I don't think he's really into it. And me, like, I'm real good friends with him.
Yeah, of course he's not into it. You know, she gave him an ultimatum and said she's probably already cheating on him, and this is her way of, like, coming out.
So. Oh, yeah. I mean, if shit like that happens, she's... I don't know, man. It is what it is. She's a crazy... she's a hairdresser.
Oh, my God.
She's fucking attractive. So, I mean, I was surprised that she was acting like she was into me and shit. So, I mean, whatever, crazy bitches. They're all fucking crazy. See, I'm not a fucking, I'd say I'm Chad Light. So, I get the crazy bitches, and I get the hot crazy bitches. I don't get the hot sane bitches. So, that's the downside.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I've fucked with crazy girls. So, but it's dangerous, you know.
They're the most fun, for real.
Yeah, they're fun, but you know that's the shit where you get falsely accused. So, and especially if you have this guy involved, you know, he's liable to get violent or something.
Dude, I'm practically.
Are you smoking a bong right now?
An incel. No, a bowl, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That's an addiction. It's better than pussy, for real.
Wait, so you just called yourself an incel, but you're 6'4"?
I said I'm effectively an incel. I mean, I haven't had sex in 2 years, and that was like a 2-week fling. And then, I mean, I'm 26. So, I mean, I had sex 2 years ago, so I was 24, And then the last time I had sex before, like, that was with my high school girlfriend, and that was when I was, like, 17. So, like, I'm not slinging dick.
Okay, well, then this might be a little more dangerous then, because you might be inclined to take her up on her offer, you know, because you've hit a,
well,
little, you've hit a dry spell.
Well, I'm looking for a friends with benefits kind of thing. And if she really wants to be treated like a fucking whore...
See, I mean, I'm not gonna tell you no and be hypocritical, because I've done that. So I would just say, if you do it, have a meeting place that's semi, no, not public, but like, I don't know, maybe like an abandoned parking lot or something. You need something that's safe, because I would not go over to her house, because that dude could be there and just light you up. So he might go crazy on you, but
could just be at my place. But no, it's kind of,
yeah. I mean, but then you have to think about if she has your address on her phone, and then maybe he goes crazy and he gets a hold of that address.
I mean, now he's, they know down. Everything about me.
Oh, fuck!
I told you, I know, I've known him for years. That so it's like one of those crazy fucking, like,
that doesn't sound like a good idea, man.
It was a twist.
Well, I would not do that. Yeah.
Right. Everybody says that. Yeah, it's kind of, I think it's probably going to end my, I mean, either way, their friendship's probably going to end. So.
I mean, obviously she's looking for a way out. Is the guy like the financial provider for her?
Yeah, well, he cheated on her. With a fucking dumb bitch. And just like, wasn't even nowhere near as attractive. And I mean, he took her virginity, and like, it's just, you know, they've been together since they were like 14.
I mean,
and, you know, they're my age.
Have you had an Eskimo bro before? Are you going to be able to look this guy in his eyes after smashing his girlfriend or wife or whatever?
No. I mean, I already pretty much can't. That's what I feel bad about. Because, like, listen to this, dude. We were over there, and, you know, I'm a fucking degenerate. I smoke pot. I, you know, do all kinds of other drugs. So we're just there, and the three of us are just chilling on the couch. Well, he gets up. He's got work in the morning. He goes to sleep. And I was about to get up and leave, and I'm like, where the fuck is my phone? So, you know, we're looking for it. And so, you know, I use her phone, use the Find My iPhone bullshit, and it's in the middle of the fucking street. So apparently I set it on the roof of his car, and when we left earlier, you know, well, screen's shattered, so I go back in the house, and I'm like, you know, like, my life is shattered. The screen is shattered, so I'm like, fuck. And, you know, I'm just trying to, I guess, keep it together, because I was kind of fucked up, too, so. And I'm just really disappointed. And this bitch fucking, after we got back in, and like, as it was happening, I didn't really put much thought to it, but it's like the hindsight, like her behavior. The second he fucking, like, that was the first time me and her were ever alone. And the second he was gone, she crawled across that room and was laying up on my lap, you know, petting my chest. And I really didn't, like, I pretty much ignored her. Like, she was just there, and, you know, I let her do her thing, and I was just, she was asking me, you know, what kind of girls I was into. Hey, well, let's show me some of these pictures on your phone. And I mean,
yeah,
she's
dangerous, man.
So
she,
that was 2 years ago.
She wants to be provocative, because she is so desensitized from all of the cock that's been run through her, that she needs to constantly up the stakes for her to get turned on and excited. So that is incredibly dangerous for you, because you're expendable in this scenario. So, you know, that could end up, she could make some rape fantasy up, and then end up calling the cops on you, and then she spins that in her head, like, I've been raped.
Well,
I'm a rape victim.
The good thing is, yeah, you're right.
I would avoid this, especially because you know them. But even if you didn't, she sounds like a little too crazy, too provocative. I mean, if the guy's like fucking less than 50 yards away in the other room, like that's some porn story bullshit right there. So I would avoid her.
Dude, like I just feel so bad because I'm like, I think he's bisexual. That's what I think it is. I think something like that's going down. And I think they want to have like some type of threesome relationship because, I mean, there ain't no fucking way that's happening. And,
dude, get out of there. Don't do that, dude.
I mean, me and him are fucking two, like, completely different beings. It really does. Like, it's me and him next to each other. Like, he's a fucking little. Like, I love him. He's, like, my closest friend. But he's a little fucking twink. He's, like, 5'6". And he's like, looks like Eminem. But he's, like, he's got the bleach blonde hair. And he's just, dude, I don't know where I was going with this.
Dude, don't fucking do this. I cannot imagine
it's probably already
fucking
happened.
My best friends.
It's probably already happened.
What do you mean?
Oh, shit, I spilled my bong. Oh,
well, dude, don't do this. If he's really your best buddy, you shouldn't be able to do that because that's weird. So,
yeah, you're right.
Skip it.
Oh, well. My other friend told me, he said, be the bull, be the bull. I'm like, fuck.
Dude, that's unhealthy, especially because you know them so well, so that's unhealthy for you. It's incredibly unhealthy for everyone involved, but you as well.
This fucking culture is ridiculous.
Yeah, don't engage in that shit. Don't do that.
Yeah. I'm a...
You're saying...
I gotta confront him about it, though.
Yeah, dude.
Because there's no... I mean, they keep just dropping... Like, listen to this. We have been to bars. It has been out, and she's been drinking a little bit. There's been three occasions that I can remember where she's looked me in the eyes when he was right there and just says, like, she's right, he's right there. She goes, we should date, looking at me. And I'm like, yeah, of course we should. I just don't say anything. I just ignore the fuck out of her. And I know that's why. I mean, you know, she's chasing the validation.
Yeah, dude, it's not worth your fucking time. Go get something more substantial. Go get something on your own, you know.
The problem is I'm a happy, humble hermit like you. So I fucking...
I'm not celibate, dude. You know, I take breaks every now and then, but I'm not celibate, so, you know, you could focus on yourself and still go out and enjoy life and be safe. You don't engage with chicks this crazy. Like, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
I mean, the problem is, she really is my friend. So that's what's fucked up. You know, I mean, this has been a 2 week ago development. I mean, I've seen the shit falling in line, but then it just kind of like the reality hits. And I was like, I also had another friend who, that was a crazy fucking story. Dude turned out to be gay.
Dude, you got a lot of gay guys trying to get at you, man. You got to focus on that first. Figure out where you stand first.
I'm very naive. I'm such a fucking, I just want to be nice to people. Like, I like to just chill and smoke weed and talk about philosophy and play guitar and, you know, just stupid shit. Like, I mean, I go to work, I work security, so I'm just there. I'll listen to podcasts, read books. So yeah, my life is chill as fuck.
Yeah, dude, security jobs are chill as fuck. I love them.
I know.
I would say this.
Yeah,
let's close with this ahead. So I can let some other callers in.
Yeah,
you, on the surface, this is probably, for the most part, always a bad idea. If you don't really know the people, then, you know, that's up to you. But I would say, especially since you have such a strong connection to these people, especially the guy, you said he's your best friend, that is so fucking bad to do that and to mix yourself in there. And I don't know why you would want to see your best friend's dick, kind of gay, but don't fucking do
this. Well, no. I was hoping they would stay away. Because the thing is, they were talking about, well, you're right. I mean, the way it would be, the way I think it's probably would effectively happen is she's just looking for a way out. And she's trying to monkey branch over to me.
Yeah. So don't
she's trying
do
to swing over and let him go. But I mean, it's going to happen eventually. And I know they say that you're not supposed to fuck don't fuck your friends' exes and bullshit like that. But I mean,
if you want a sloppy second, either way, go at it, man. That's nasty.
I couldn't. All sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, to know the guy, to know him, like that's fucking gross. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But all right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, peace, man. Wish me luck.
I wish you luck, man. Enjoy your night. Wow. Okay. What a story, dude. What a great two calls we have so far. Yeah, as you can tell, any topics. Andrew's in the chat. Welcome back, Andrew. Andrew had a great call on, I believe, Wednesday it was, and that's going up on the channel. So if you missed that stream, you're going to catch it soon. I just have to edit the video. After I end this stream, I'll do that. What's up, caller? How you doing?
Hey, Triple H. This
What's
is
up,
Brett.
Man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm great. I was wondering what your thoughts were on, dreaming of your ex. Like, because that's, like, I've gotten to where I, like, don't think about her, like, when, you know, like, when I'm consciously, like, thinking, like, I can, you know, just not, I can distract myself, do other stuff, change my mind and think, but... Like, almost every night, I'll have some, like, creepy dream that she's in, or, like, in the morning, it'll be, like, the first thing I think of. I was wondering if you had any, like...
Yeah, I would, I would suggest soiling the image you have of her, because you're trying to remember the best parts of your relationship, and you need to bring it back to reality as to what it ended up as. So right now, it's Friday night, and you're... calling in, we're chatting right now. What do you think she's doing right now?
She's probably doing some shit with her new boyfriend that she would never do with me.
Exactly.
Or
so
she's probably being a bitch.
Exactly. So don't become like some kind of cuckold or anything like the last caller was talking about, but try to remove her off the pedestal and don't think of her as like some angel and realize that she's just a fucking thought. She's out there hoeing it up.
Kind of the interesting thing, too, is, like, in these dreams, it's not like that picture of, you know, oh, how great things used to be. It's, like, the negative shit, you know? She's, like, being a bitch to me and shit. But it's something that, like, happens, like, constantly, and I can't, like, you know, break away from it. I mean, obviously, I'm, like, 8 months into this breakup. So
how long was it for? How long was the relationship for?
So it was like 4 years. Then I broke up with her, went MGTOW, then went purple pill.
What is
purple pill? Got back with her, but like as a,
What is purple pill? What is that?
So that's like when your red pill wear, MGTOW, and then you're like, oh, well, I still want to like, have sex with chicks.
That doesn't mean you're fucking purple-pilled. So not all MGTOW have to be monks.
Okay, I'm sorry. When I was birthed into MGTOW, it was like 2014 or something, and that was like the philosophy of it at the time. You know, a lot, it's evolved since then.
So you got back with her?
Well, yeah, so then I got back with her, and I was basically like, just like, I was like simping. I was like paying her like $100.
What?
To give me a blowjob.
What are you doing, yeah, dude?
And then
this is after you found Mintai, you're doing like, this? You're paying her?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna try the string along method, where basically what you do is you get them a ring, you're like, oh yeah, you get married, and then like, so they're like, you have a longer honeymoon like time frame or whatever. And I just like straight like fell in love with her, man. It was a terrible idea. and then yeah, things all fell apart. But
wait, okay, thank God. I'm a little confused. So are you saying you proposed to her? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So you proposed to her the honeymoon stage. So you bought a ring. Dude, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
So, like, you know, the string along method is essentially, you know, like those guys who like will be engaged.
But why would you? Like, why would you? Why would you string her along with the actual proposal? Why would you not just like string her along with the promise of a proposal? Why would you actually do it?
Because, I mean, I was just winging it, man. Like, I basically, like, with a lot, like, pretty much, at least for me, with MGTOW, like, I got the knowledge, but until I, like, actually, like, tried stuff myself, that's when it, like, you know, set in to, like, oh, shit, like, this shit's real, you know what I mean?
You were paying. So you paid your girlfriend to give you a blowjob. You paid.
But she wasn't my girlfriend at the time.
But she was your ex.
She was my girlfriend.
Before you got together,
she was my ex.
So your ex is prostituting herself to you, her ex boyfriend. Then you get back together, which you never get back with a girl after you've broken up. But you got back with her, and then you propose to her to get her more sexually active because she thinks she's getting married. Is that your plan?
Sorta. More so like I wanted more of like the love bomb stage to continue. You know, like her like wanting to be with me and like all the time and stuff like that. It was more about like having a longer time frame of like her like being infatuated with me.
Okay, well, I mean, if she isn't infatuated with you before the engagement, you shouldn't engage her, first of all. Second of all...
No, she was. It was like, it's called the string along method. It's like, that I was trying it. But it's like, okay, you get, so like, you're with a girl, and you're in the honeymoon phase, like, the first... In most relationships, like the first 3 months. And then the string along method is like, oh yeah, you like, you are like, you're of your like alpha frame or whatever, but then you like bait the carrot of here's the ring. You're going to get the beta provider too. And then, so then she's like infatuated for a longer period of time instead of just like, oh, well, I got to leave you and go find a beta provider kind of thing. That's the idea of it, at least back in 2014.
Okay. Well, let me share something else with you. I hear an echo. Mute your stream real quick.
Okay.
I've been, you there?
Yeah, I'm muted, but...
Okay, so...
You want me to mute or not mute?
Yeah, mute your stream so we don't hear my voice echoing.
Oh, my stream. I'm sorry.
All right, so what I was going to say is I've been dating this same girl for, I think, 2 years now. And I told her up front, no marriage, no cohabitation, no children. And I haven't had to do any string along strategies or play any games or buy a ring and propose to her to keep her interest. Haven't had to do any of that because the market is so bad that women, some women have learned to adapt and just take what they can get. You know, they'd rather be with a masculine man who isn't going to commit permanently than to try their luck with beta guys and cuck guys and all that shit. And women can provide for themselves, so these career women don't need your money. So if you use the corruption of gynocentrism against itself, you could have some semblance of a short-term or long-term relationship. But if you're having to constantly manipulate this gold digger, which is what she sounds like, I mean, I don't see the worth in that. I can never see myself paying someone $100 to give me a blowjob when I got it for free from them before a couple months ago, if you even got that at all.
Yeah, well, it was kind of like a time thing. Like, she was so busy with her work, with her career, with her hobbies, that, like, and I had, like, at the time I was, like, a night shift guy. So, like, we had very little time that we could actually, like, be together. So it was, like, a kind of incentive to actually get her to, like, come see me. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't do it again, but...
How much did you spend on this ring for this fake proposal?
I think it was like $2,500.
All right, dude. Well, I don't know what to say, so I'm just going to move on to another caller. But yeah, I mean, don't fucking do that again.
I'm not suggesting anyone doing this. It's just, definitely... Don't do any of that stuff, guys. Oh, and I want to say one thing to your audience. If you guys are looking for a job, if you have a high school diploma, water plant operators at, especially like night shift, always hiring, and you can make six figures. So.
Awesome. I was just talking to someone about that today. So thanks for the recommendation.
Yep. All right. You guys have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Bro, I don't know what is happening tonight, but I love it. Okay, this is a certified, bona fide dumpster fire. So let's keep this going.